prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 7 March 2022. Welcome to tonight's program. We're going to bring up a guest tonight that we tried to hook up with a couple weeks ago and couldn't get their phone. Just wasn't working right. We're going to talk to a lady that I'm so honored to call my friend and sister in Christ. We're going to talk to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Before we do that, a couple request, please, prayer request. Keep Johnny, which is Crystal's dad, Judy's husband, in your prayers. He went back into ICU last week. He's doing quite a bit better today. Please, folks, keep Johnny in your prayers. I mean, that's all I can do, just ask, because I know that the family desires to keep him a while longer, but this course is up to our Father in heaven. You pray that maybe he can be healed, okay? He's been fighting this a long time. He made a mistake going to the hospital to begin with. Tree with a restivir and almost killed him. We got through that, and he's now he went to rehab, had a relapse, back in ICU, but now he's gaining some ground again. So keep in your prayers, please, and also keep Freddie in your prayers. Freddie's a friend of mine who has found cancer in his leg, and well, he's a good guy. He loves the Lord, and just pray that the Father do something to be glorified in him. All right, and remember that we are still have the rim soup available. We're down about half of what we were week before last, so it's going out of here very quickly, folks. It's available $12.50 a bottle delivered. 10 more bottles, it'd be $10 a bottle, but we have it while it lasts, and it won't be long, it'll be out of here. So remember that. And also, we're going to offer something they haven't offered for a while. We'll offer the book called The Chaplains and Clergy of the Revolution, written by J.D. Headley. The Chaplains and Clergy of the Revolution. It's a beautiful book, folks. It'll tell you about what the kind of man that we had one time in this country behind the pulpits, understood right from wrong, and we're not afraid to preach it. The Chaplains and Clergy of the Revolution, $21.95, delivered to your door. And I hope you get one while we have them in stock. We've got to put them in the catalog, to be quite honest with you, so you won't see them in the catalog. And if you want a catalog, ask for a catalog. While they last, we have a supply of catalogs in for 2022. Call Decision catalogs are here, so please feel free to write and say, I want one. We'll send it to you free. We have the chaplains on sale right now, the book on that, and of course, Rim Sleep, and a lot more if you want to take time to inquire what we have. You know, we handle Strauss products and vitamin mirror, toothpaste and mouthwash. We have all that here. Folks, just simply trying to pay the bills. That's all. That's what we're trying to do. Now, tomorrow night's broadcast, we've got two special guests on, half hour each. The first half hour, we're going to have Phil Robertson from Duck Dynasty on, talking about his new book and really the overall condition of this country today. The second half hour, we're going to have Michael Letts, L-E-T-T-S, on the program. He's one of the developers and leaders in the Freedom Convoy that's now going into D.C. So you don't want to miss tomorrow night's program. And Wednesday night, we're going to have my granddaughter on. Y'all been praying for Allison for a long time. She went through a rough stage, folks. From the eighth grade on, she was selling her body for drugs. and she's back with Christ and trying to live right. So I'm going to let her share a testimony with you Wednesday night. First time in my lifetime in 29 years in radio, I ever had a family member come on and share a testimony. We're going to do it Wednesday night because some of y'all were asking about her. I'm going to let her tell her story. Now, back to our guest tonight. And again, I got to meet this lady in person this past August in Bard's Fest. Can't believe how long it's been since that's already happened. But she's a good hugger, and she's a sweet lady, and loves the Lord, and tries to embrace truth and share it. And I'm honored to know her. I really am. Dr. Sherry, are you with us?
I am. Good evening.
It is good to have you, sweetheart, and I mean that. And I hope you don't mind me calling you my sister, because that's the way I feel about you.
I'm honored that you would consider me to be a family member with you.
Well, you certainly are. And one of these days, I'm going to get you to drive down south a little ways and have a piece of cornbread with us.
Well, you never know when that might happen. You just never know.
Well, Marcia's a good cook. You met me. You know I'm not starving to death. So, she's an excellent cook. Love we come down and spend time with. I love just break bread with you and have time to sit down and talk without, you know, hundreds of people around all the time tugging at us. You know what I'm saying? I'd just like to talk to you a while. I really would. But anyway, we got a lot to cover tonight, folks. And we're going to discuss in a few minutes something that Dr. Sherry's involved with now in preparation. And I promise you, I'm telling you this from the bottom of my heart. I've been saying this for years, but it's more urgent now than ever has been. If you're not preparing for what the future holds, and I mean the immediate future, not next year, not 10 years from now, I'm talking about that within this month. If you're not preparing for what could happen at this country in all ways, and all I can say is you're way behind the curve. You better get started. But first off, Dr. Sherry, tell us the latest that news and what's happening with it. Now, we saw the mandates being lifted off the country. We see restrictions going away. But you and I both know this isn't over. There's something behind that coming on scene pretty soon. Very quickly, share with us what's on your mind about that.
Well, I'll tell you, Pastor Butch, I'm thinking that, you know, these people, these psychopaths that are in charge of the hen house right now, I mean, they're relentless, and they have no intention of stopping. And I just feel like some of these things that are happening right now, you know, we've got our puppets in the Senate. Now they voted to repeal all of the mandates from all of the employers. And I'm pretty sure the House won't agree with it, but at least they passed it in the Senate. But they won't pass it in the leftist woke House of Representatives. But even if they do, even if they say, okay, that it's that the federal government is no longer mandating masks on airplanes, the federal government is no longer mandating shots for employers of greater than 150 people. But oh yeah, that's only in certain sectors like the healthcare industry. Even if that gets repealed, my biggest question is, what is going to be the response of those that were coerced into getting this shot against their will, against their better judgment, against their spiritual convictions? But they may have been a single parent. They, you know, who knows what reason was that they actually ended up bowing their knee to the pharmakia, but they did. And they did it under coercion. What is going to be the response of those people when now the U.S. government and their employers say, yeah, well, it doesn't really matter. You can work here and not have a shot. But you've already gotten it against your will, or perhaps you've already been fired because you didn't get the shot. And you were, what is that going to happen in that sector of people? That, and I don't know the answer to that, but those are the things that are the heaviest on my heart.
You know, you made some very good points there. The people that were coerced into it, didn't want to get it, and they were forced to, they're going to be angry, and rightfully so. They should be angry. God bless them. I mean, they should be angry.
What if they got coerced into it? They can't be angry because they're dead. You know, those people that got the shot and died.
Yes.
What are their family members going to do? That you forced my... I know a family in my office that mom and dad both work, and they had made the decision. They prayed about it, and they made the decision. The dad said, well, I'll take the shot, even if that means it makes me turn... My soul turns away, and now I have destroyed my God-given genetics. I'll take the shot. You don't take the shot, and the kids don't take the shot. I'll take the literal bullet to make sure that you have that you and my family has a roof over their head and food on the table. I mean, these are horrific decisions that people have been forced into by this puppet government and by whoever is pulling the strings of this puppet government in order to force and coercively force people in our country to be injected with an experimental product, many of them against their will.
Very, very good point. And I just spoke to a young lady in the gym last week. Very young lady. I saw her wearing something on her chest, and I thought maybe she's diabetic, had one of those little patches. I didn't know. So I just said, "Sweetheart, you mind this question?" And I did, and she said, "I don't mind." She said, "I asked, what is that?" She said, "It's a heart monitor." I said, "How old are you?" She told me 26 years old. And I said, "Do you have a heart problem?" She said, my husband made me take the jab. He's a dentist, and he made me take the jab. And nothing happened the first time. I took the follow-up shot, the booster, and my heart went up to 211 beats a minute, and they can't regulate it. And now he's not feeling well. We both regret it. But, you know, like you said, I mean, it's already been done. You can't back up and undo it. So these are things. I don't know. You made a point there. These people were probably going to be profoundly angry. I can see lots of lawsuits coming out of it, whether they're doing any good or not, I don't know. But people are going to be very angry because they were either told get it or quit. But were the ones who were fired, will they get their job back, you think?
No idea. No idea if they'll get their job back, and then they'll get all of their back pay that they missed by, you know, being discharged against because they were refusing to be obedient to the pharmacia and bowing the knee to their master that was the head of the hospital. No idea. I'm wondering, and I did an interview this morning for my podcast. Every Monday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern, I do a live podcast on Cloud Hub. It's called This Week with Dr. T. And this morning I interviewed a young physician from the UK who had left his job because he was not going to be told how to treat his patients. And he was not going to be coerced into giving these shots to people that he didn't want to. And he said they came after him. They tried to make him lose his license. There's all kinds of things that have happened. And he said the biggest thing that disturbs him the most is how physicians will not stand in the gap for their patients. And that cardiologists are telling patients with heart problems, you've got to get the shot because you have heart problems. Oh, but excuse me, doctor. The number one side effect and the most serious side effects are cardiac. They affect you because these shots affect your heart. Or the oncologist who said, you've had cancer. You need to get the shot so you don't get COVID. Oh, excuse me, doctor oncologist. Those shots are going to take your well-managed patients and your patients that are in remission and blow them up into stage 4 cancer within just a few months. And those cancers are going to be refractory to treatment. And the neurologists who say, oh, you've got a seizure disorder or you've got MS, you need to get those shots. Oh, excuse me, Dr. Neurologist. The side effects from these shots are up the neurological complications are up between 1,000 and 3,000% because the spike protein attacks the cerebellum in the base of the brain and attacks brain tissue. I mean, these physicians they need to be, at the very least, charged with assault, and if anybody dies, they need to be charged with murder. This is worse than what they did with the people in Auschwitz and in the camps in Germany. It really is, because the physicians are saying, I'm just doing my job, and they're refusing to look at the data, and they're poisoning people, making them sick, and killing them. And it's time that we call a spade a spade. It's exactly what's
Amen.
Going on.
Amen. I totally agree with that. I really do. And I know some family members who got the jab over a year ago now, and they're still functioning. And I wonder how long before it catches up with them. And they even had the booster, and they're still they've been sick off and on. As far as we can tell, yes, so far it's just been with the other colds or viruses. But I just wonder how long before they really start seeing the results of these jabs. This has got me concerned because they're family members, but. You know, sometimes family do not want to listen to other family members. You know that already. And you can show them all the proof, and you can show them all the proof in the world. They're not going to believe it because they're listening to professionals tell them otherwise. So do you think, in your opinion, then we'll move on to a different topic. Do you think, in your opinion, that we're going to see more of another so-called pandemic break out soon? Because we're kind of getting over this one.
Well, I do, but before we move on to that, let me just say that, you know, it's hard to say exactly when the autoimmune complications are going to sink into people who've been double jabbed and boosted, and now they're trying to implement. There's going to be a fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh booster coming down the line. There just is. Because they're relentless. And we know that by the time you get your first booster or your second booster, your immune systems are destroyed. And there's science that's coming out now saying it's destroying your immune system, destroying your white blood cells, your CD8 cells, your dendritic cells. And so far, it doesn't look like it ever comes back. And so,
wow. You
know, that, except by the grace of God, which I've been saying for a long time, as you know, Pastor Butch, the only thing, you know, what you have to do is you have to repent for your sin of bowing your knee to pharmakia and to a physician in a white coat and trusting them instead of trusting God with your health and to protect you and asking the Lord and the Holy Spirit to remove the spirit of fear from you.
Amen.
Instead of turning to your Bible and turning to God, you bowed your knee to the pharmakia and you trusted another human being in a white coat. Now it's not turning out so well for you. Accept responsibility. Don't say, my husband made me do it, or my wife made me do it, or my kids made me do it so I could see my grandkids. Stop it. You sat down in the chair and rolled up your sleeve. You could have said no. So to accept responsibility, take it to the Lord. Ask for forgiveness, and then ask him out of his gracious righteousness to heal your genetics and remove the consequences of these shots that you voluntarily accepted. Whether you want to look that in the eye and accept responsibility, I mean, Americans are some of the worst in terms of accepting responsibility.
Yes.
They don't want
Very
to say,
true.
You know, I just made a bad decision. You know, I was coerced and I could have said no, but I wanted to keep my paycheck. Whatever the reason was, the bottom line is you sat in the chair and rolled up your sleeve. Nobody tied you down on the floor. Nobody put a gun to your head. Nobody put a gun to your kid's head or your dog's head. You said yes, no matter how much regret you have with that. So it's sinful what you've done to the temple of the Holy Spirit. Accept the responsibility. Pray about it. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Ask for forgiveness. And with God, all things are possible. And only with God can this heal your body from the consequences that are going to happen somewhere between now and 3 to 10 years from now.
Amen. Very well said. I'll share this story, then we'll move on to a different story, a different topic. I see a naturopath doctor once, twice a month, just go through different cleanings, whatever. And her daughter, was having a grandchild. One of her children had a baby, and she was told that she could not see her grandchild unless she got vaccinated. She wasn't allowed in the hospital. And she was going, and her mommy, the naturopath, told her, "Don't get the shot, please. You'll get to see the child. He'll be out of the hospital soon. You'll get to see the baby." She took the jab anyway, and 2 weeks later, she was dead. Her sister was doing the funeral of her sister because she's gone, dead. And this is broke my heart to hear her tell the story. Her own child, who chose not to listen to her, because after all, she's a naturopath and doctor in a white coat, the one that, you know, knows all this stuff. 2 weeks later, she was gone. I mean, dropped dead in the kitchen trying to cook a meal. Folks, this is really happening. You better pay attention. And this isn't over. I don't believe it's over at all. I'm convinced that Bill Gates and others will find something, some other way to bring another catastrophe in this country, another virus or something that they'll have to give us another jab for and get signed up for, and who knows where it could lead. But we're going to move on now to a different topic, because Dr. Sherry shared something with me the other day that I didn't know she's involved in. And we're going to talk about preparation for what could be coming, is coming on the world, not just America, but on the world. And I want to share something, Dr. Sherry, if you don't mind, a couple articles we'll share with you before you start on your topic, because it all ties together. I got this article today from Bloomberg. Now listen to this. This is unbelievable. We all seen gasoline go up 30, 40, 50, 60 cents in the last few days. Oil traders bet prices will pass $200 a barrel in March. It's $119 today. They're betting that it'll hit $239 a barrel before the month's over. What do you think about that? $4 a gallon now, it'd be $8 better than that then. Go ahead.
Well, it's a way to punish everyone equally across the board. You know, it's an appropriated tax, right? That
it
every
is.
Person has to pay the tax and has to pay the penalty. And so, you know, the cost of gas, the cost of food, the cost of lumber, you know, the cost of everything. I mean, when I went to work this morning, Pastor Butch, it's about a 15-minute drive from my house to my office. And at the corner where I turn right, I go into town, and the corner where I turn right to go to my office, there's a BP gas station there. And when I went to the office today at 12:30, so like almost right after lunch, I went to the office today, gas was $3.85. When I drove home tonight, it was $4.10. 6 hours later. And the same thing happened a couple of days ago. It was like $3.40 when I went to work in the morning, and by that afternoon it was like $2.69. And so the accelerated hyperinflation is one thing, but the thing about it is it's contrived. Because every, you know, uniformly across the country, I heard on the radio when I was driving into work, they said that the average price for a gallon of gasoline, this was this morning, like, you know, noon, it's $4.05. They said the most expensive dollars per gallon of gas in the history of America was in 2008 with the contrived economic meltdown. And at that point, it was $4.10.
Yes, yes.
Well, we're going to accelerate it. They upped the price of diesel fuel 50 cents a gallon a week ago, just to punish the truckers and the trucker caravan that's coming across the country.
Well, I do know that I've never seen gas in our state at $3.99 before. $4 a gallon has never reached that level here. But if oil does go to $239 a barrel, that's going to double the price. And folks, I'm telling you, this is for real stuff. And here, food crisis imminent. Now, this is all real stories. Hungary bans all grain exports effective immediately. Hungary is a huge producer of grains, and said just hours after reported that Russia effectively banned fertilizer exports moments ago, Hungary, one of Europe's most grain-rich nations, has circled the wagons and, realizing which way the wind is blowing, just announced that it's banning all grain exports effective immediately. And then the suggestions are now to stock up on flour, rice, barley, any other grains you can, because the prices are going to go sky high in the next week or two. And this is a different issue, perhaps, but because of all this, the stocks are tumbling, and a lot of states and local governments have their retirement funds tied up in stocks. They've lost billions already in retirement funds, folks. Think about that. It's coming here. And Bill Ackman. Bill Ackman is a billionaire. He's the CEO of Pershing Square Capital. Said that he said that we're most likely already started in World War III. And I tend to agree that could happen. A friend of mine died several years ago, Bob Chapman, Dr. Sherry, was an economic advisor, really intelligent man, said World War III would start in the Balkans. He said that. Well, this is the Balkans. We will see. And all we can do, folks, is say, Father, thou will be done. But there's a lot of things coming together here that are not looking good at all. And economically, you better be preparing yourself for what's coming, because this is going to get really nasty. It's already started. And I can feel it in my pay, in my money. I can sense a tightening of the budget strength. I'm sure, Dr. Sherry, you can too.
Well, everybody can. You know, it's the price of necessities. You know, it's one thing when the price of non-essential items go up, like the price of travel or, you know, hotel fees or something like that, because you don't have to do that. You know, that's something you could just stay home and rent a movie, right? or play a card game with your kids or something, or teach them something about history or family genealogy or something that will have value and meaning to them a long time into the future, far more than what going to Disney will do for them. And so, you know, there's non-essentials and the essentials. But essentials are things like gas, utilities, food, water, you know, those sorts of things, you know, just across the board affect everyone. And, you know, if gas goes up, the downhill trickle from that that goes into the cost to fill up for a truck to transport the goods, and then that dollar amount of that transportation gets added into the goods, which then gets passed on to the consumer.
Very true.
So, we've been planning for this for a long time in terms of the food and clothing and lentils and, types of non-perishable items like food storage and things like rice and beans and lentils and things that can last a really, really long time, whether you have to use them in the near future or not. But planning right now is probably one of the more important things that people can do.
Well, Procter & Gamble just made a statement that toothpaste, now this is Procter & Gamble, this isn't Butch Paul, said the toothpaste could go up to $10 a tube. It's already $4 or $5.
How much?
$10 a tube for toothpaste.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I guess people better stock up on baking powder or baking soda.
there you go. Exactly. But now, so you work with a group now that's helping people get prepared. And folks, please pay attention to this. And I do have a food supplier that they'll be on the program later this month. We work with Daniel Brigman with New Manna Food because their food is good. I've tried it. I wouldn't offer it. Their food is good. It's storable, 20-25 year storage. And it's getting higher in price and getting scarcer and harder to get. Now, I'm not just saying that. You'll hear from Daniel in a week or so. But you better pay attention to what we're saying. Now, you work with a group that's starting this, kind of get this thing rolling. Would you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, it's our own business, Pastor Butch. It's,
okay.
Every year since 2017, my business partner, Matt, and I have done twice a year, in the spring and the fall, we've done a vaccine education boot camp. And usually our previous boot camps were really bringing people up to speed to get people all on the same page about the childhood vaccination schedule. And we would do an entire series on safe and effective, and what about smallpox, and what about polio, and what about how to read a package insert, because we're always telling people to read a package insert. But if you're non-medical, that's just a bunch of gobbledygook on a page for you. So we teach people how to do that. We talk about the ramp-up of the schedule, and we talk about we teach people communication skills to be able to talk about these things without getting all hot underneath the collar. And we did that for 17, 18, 19. We did six classes on that, once in the spring and one in the fall. And then going into, 2020 with all the stuff about COVID, we did a spring, we did in 20 and 21. We did a spring boot camp course. In 20, we did a spring boot camp course and a fall boot camp course on those same topics. Mm-hmm. And then we really hit it hard in 2021 about teaching people the truth about the COVID pandemic, about the myth of the mask, the fraud of the testing.
Hang on through the break, and don't lose that thought, please. You hang on that thought. Folks, back at the break, we'll be taking phone calls next half hour. Also, I'm learning something new about Dr. Sherry tonight. I didn't know she had this business going herself, so you hang on there. We got a lot more to talk about.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. New Manna Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best store foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Namana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
Folks, we're back here. We're talking to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. She's revealing something to me that I didn't really know about her and what she's doing. And I hope you'll pay attention. I hope you'll take notes and take down phone numbers also, because you may well talk to Dr. Sherry about what's coming. And I'm telling you this because I sincerely mean what I'm saying. I'm not just saying this to fill the air and to gain audience and listeners because, oh, he's, did you hear what he said? That's, well, no, I'm not doing it for that. I'm doing it because I'm sincerely mean what I'm saying. America is in for hell ahead. Psalms 9:17 says so. We're in for hell ahead. And we've been so spoiled for so long. We're so soft that none of us really know how to take care of ourselves. None of us would know how to exist without electricity over more than 2 or 3 days. I know this. Americans are not able to take care of themselves any longer because they become soft and dependent on other people, other programs, some other way to take care of themselves. They don't even feed themselves anymore. We depend on grocery stores to have it, and somebody's got to put it in there. Well, Dr. Sherry, you go ahead and share what you're involved in and let us know what we need to do as people that are listening tonight. Go ahead.
Okay, well, we broke off on the break there, as I was saying that in 2020 and 2021, we did boot camps on the myth of the mask, the nonsense of social distancing, the fraud of the PCR testing, and everything about the COVID vaccines. In fact, that's when I released my two ebooks, the 20 mechanisms of injury and the 20 more mechanisms of injury of how the COVID shots can make you sick or kill you. So all of that stuff is still available on our website. I mean, you can get the ebooks at drtenpenny.com. You can get the back training of the boot camp courses at learningforyou.org, learning4you.org, learningforyou.org, which is our educational site. And so Matt and I, my business partner, and I sat down and said, well, what should we do this year? And so because everybody's kind of tired of talking about COVID. I mean, after 3 years of this. And so we went out and we surveyed our customers and our students. And we sent out surveys to past students and to people on our website who bought things from our store. And we did a survey and we gave people multiple choice questions. And then we also, which of these would you like to hear from us? And then we left a space at the bottom, what else do you want to know? And the overwhelming number of responses came back, how do we prepare for what's coming? And so we designed this boot camp coming up this year. Instead of it being on vaccines, the name of the boot camp is Expect to Rescue Yourself. Because no white light, it's not the movies. You're not going to see a white knight come dashing in here and make everything be all better. You need to do things for yourself. So it's a four-week course. It's all online. You can participate from anywhere in the world, from your living room. The course material is released on Monday, and you have Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday to review the material, have a discussion in the chat room, and then every Thursday night we have an online community educational night. And it's from 8:30 to about 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Thursday nights. If you can't make it at that time, it's all recorded, and you can listen to it later. And week one is, let me just give you a little rundown about what each week is about. Week one is, why should you prep? Why should you do that? And what are the basic things that you need, very basic things you need to have? And I'll tell you a quick little story, Pastor Butch, because, you know, my husband, before he passed away 8 years ago, was really big into prepping, really big, water and food and silver and all kinds of stuff, right? And I kind of thought it was kind of silly until we had a storm in our neighborhood and a tree fell down and took out the electrical lines on both sides of the street. And we were just, there's only 15 people on my street, and there was lines down all over the city. And we were without electricity for 4 days. And you know, you think about your freezer, your refrigerator, your internet connections, it's in the middle of the summer, you don't have any air conditioning, you couldn't really prepare food because you didn't have gas, you didn't have electric. And thank God for Kevin that he had all of these things set up, and we were prepared for it. So prepping isn't only for, you know, global disaster and nuclear war.
True.
I mean, prepping is for when your electricity goes out for a week at a time, if you have a huge ice storm like in Texas, if you have tornadoes or hurricanes or tsunamis or things that come and just make your life pretty miserable and take away your creature conveniences that you've been used to living with. So week one is, what does it mean to prep, and what are the basic supplies that you should have no matter what the disaster is? Now, week two is called, when the shit hits the fan, now what? It's already happened. It's now what do you do? And we talk about survival kits and thrift shopping and vehicle kits, bug out bags, home survival stashes, shopping for the end of the world that you can shop now. What does that really mean? And there's a whole course that we do on how to can and how to use a pressure cooker. Because a lot of people have those equipment in their house, but they've never taken it out of the box. So Matt goes through an entire hands-on training to show people how to do that. In week three, it's about survival for security, about what documents do you need to have, how to navigate those documents, what do you do with things like trusts and deeds and wills, and where is all that paperwork and what you should do with it? You know, when it comes to communication, who can you trust? And he talks about all kinds of things with who you can trust when the world is kind of falling apart. And then in the last week, this is a four-week online course, we talk about what to do for certain situations, like for your pets and your children and your elderly parents who are maybe not very mobile. And what do you do with people who are in wheelchairs and have problems along those lines? We talk about what to do with the police department and how to communicate within your own neighborhood, and about money and what do you do about means of transaction if you don't have an ATM available anymore. So every it's going to be packed full of information. It's a four-week course, and then there's an online discussion group every Thursday night. If you can't make the discussion group, don't worry about it. It'll be recorded. You can listen to it later. We've got some great bonuses on an ebook on the 101 camp and outdoor recipes that you need for survival. We've got downloadable documents to build your own survival kit. There's a 50% off coupon for any of the other courses available at Learning for You. And then we've got Q&As and roundtables and discussions on to tap into other people's experiences and what other people have been doing to prepare for these things for a long time. So the end result of all of it, Pastor Butch, is what, not only are we wanting to educate people at the core level, like what is the core level? If you live in a city or you live out in the country and you don't have access to things, you can start now. And just in a few weeks, you can get this all put together. But not only is it like a core survival information, we want to build a core community of people who've gone through this course and the next course that we do in order for people to be able to reach out to each other if things really do go in the direction that you and I both feel like they very well might. So to register for that course, if you go to Learning for You, Learning the number 4, YOU.org, learningforyou.org, and at the top it says catalog. When you click on the catalog, you can see where it says boot camp. And if you click on boot camp, it will take you right to the page to learn even more of the details that I said, or to take go to a deeper level. And then there's a registration page there.
You know, you all are organized. I admire that. You're definitely organized. That's amazing. How long have you all been working with this?
Oh, like I said, we've been doing boot camps twice a year since 2017. This survival boot camp we put together in probably since October, November, maybe, that we've been organizing and putting it together to be able to offer it. Because this is, again, like what you were saying when you were talking about your catalog, this is how we pay our bills. You know, we have a lot of employees, we have online responsibilities, and a lot of people that think that just because you have an online course means that you do everything for free. Well, there's bills, there's hosting fees, there's email fees, there's all kinds of registration things, there's always licenses and things we have to pay. In addition, our employees like to get paid too.
Well, imagine that.
The boot camps in the spring and the, yeah, I know. So the boot camps in the spring and fall are the two times a year that this particular business, because I've got 4 businesses, and it's twice a year when we put out courses to make the money, to pay ourselves and to pay the people that work for us, and so that we can we have enough money to build the next courses.
All right. You know, folks, I prepared a long time ago. I prepared for Y2K, and I still have some food that's perfectly good. I still eat on it from that time back. So I've been prepared a lot of ways myself for a long time, and I still am. Not as much as I want to be yet. I'm still working on this. But, folks, this is a wise thing, and a different area. But, Dr. Sherry, as you mentioned, your ex-husband talked about, you know, purchasing silver and gold. I bought my first silver dollars back in the 1995 area when I first heard about gold and silver. It didn't dawn on me. But they were $3 a piece when I first bought my first silver dollar. Now they're running around 38 bucks a piece. Yes, exactly.
Wow.
And my first piece of 10th ounce gold was, I think, 80 bucks, I believe. Now a 10th ounce of gold is around 230, 240. I know even more than that. I don't know, but I do know that if you buy $25,000 in gold in 2001, not that long ago, it'd be worth $125,000 now. So, folks, these are things you're saying. Yeah, really. The lady that pays for our shortwave time on this program right now, Melody Seastrom, has a discount gold and silver business, and she sponsors this program to pay for the airtime. And, folks, you need to call her at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. And I'll say this, and we'll take a phone call. Gold's record high was around $2,000, Dr. Sherry, and it hit that a couple years ago, a year and a half ago. It hit $1,999 today per ounce.
Yeah.
Wholesale.
Yeah.
So it's going to probably go over its old record tomorrow. Silver's almost back up to $26 an ounce again. Folks, it's climbing. You better get ready. Let's go to Joe right here in West Virginia. Let's talk to Joe.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Important part about that people need to realize, it's not that the value of gold is going up. It's the purchasing power of
your
dollar that's going down.
There you go.
I'm going to get rich quick by buying into gold.
No.
It's wealth preservation.
Exactly. You know, you're a pretty smart lady. You know that? but you're right on.
I know a lot of stuff about a lot of stuff.
And one thing about it, too, folks, when you think about this, your paper is paper. You call a dollar, it's not a dollar, it's paper. It's a note, it's a debt instrument. It's called a note, it's a debt instrument. But a piece of tangible silver or gold in your hand is a product that's tangible and worth something. Your paper is worth something because you think it's worth something. It's losing value every day. Joe, right here in West Virginia. Joe, come on in. Welcome.
Thank you, Butch. A couple of weeks ago, I was listening to Medical Health Journal Radio. And they said, and I think Siri might be pretty much right on with this too, well, COVID is actually going away, but you need to still get your vaccines. And I thought that was strange. They're saying that, well, it's just, you know, COVID's like going away, it's going in remission, and you have to get a vaccine. And then they said at the end of the article, well, in Europe, we've been watching this potential variant. I believe that we are in the eye of the hurricane. We may be feeling good about it. We may be thinking that it's great. This is happening. Now we got this great war going over in the West. So we don't have to think about these other things. But I got a feeling, Butch and Dr. Sherry, that we are looking at, we're not looking at the other side of the hurricane, of the eye of the hurricane. Something is coming, and we can't stop it.
I agree. Totally agree. Any comments, Dr. Sherry?
Well, I agree, too. I think that, you know, they've been planning this for a very, very, very long time.
Of course.
I mean, a very long time. And so I want to read you something because I think it's really important. This is a slide that I use in the presentation that the presentations I'm doing this year with Clay Clark's Reawaken America plan and other things. And then here's a slide, and this is a slide that has two documents on it that I found from 1956. And the one document was a publication in Science Magazine by Professor Carl Rogers that says this. It's just two sentences. We can choose to use our growing knowledge to enslave people in ways never dreamed of before, controlling them by means so carefully selected that they will perhaps never be aware of their loss of personhood. That's 1956. The same year,
wow,
there was a book that was published called The Rape of the Mind by Jost Merleau, M.D., professor of psychiatry. And this is a quote from that book. It is now technically possible, meaning 1956, it is now technically possible to bring the human mind into a condition of enslavement and submission. The facts of political experiences in our age make it all too clear that applied psychological techniques can brainwash entire nations and reduce the citizens to a kind of mindless robotism, which becomes for them a normal way of life. That was published in 1956.
Well, so, Dr. Sherry, I just showed a Bible.
So imagine.
Yep. Go ahead, please.
Imagine how much farther along they are now.
I just offered a. Go ahead, Joe.
Wouldn't that be the digital prison that we are actually in? I've held since 1999 when they finally made computers available to people. We can get on the internet and enjoy this, you know, all these things of the computer age, that we were getting into a digital control. I mean, even watched my own wife when we first got our own computer. I was wondering when she was going to make dinner. Of course, it's different now. But I've seen people. Well, example, I was at the eye doctor here a little over a week ago. There's a mother sitting there with her child, about 6 years old, both wearing masks. And the mother, for the whole time we sat there in the waiting room, was on her Android. And the little boy just looked so unhappy, not even communicating. So it's a digital prison.
That's it. It is. That's a good point, Joe. I got to jump. Good points. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Dr. Sherry, do you get our email blast I send out sometimes two or three a day?
I do.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
You should have one in your inbox of a doctor saying that they are hacking human brains and taking away people's free will. Now, I'm not making it up. You can watch it for yourself. And Klaus Schwab is also in there discussing this issue. But they said it can hack brains, will be hacking brains, and taking away people's free will through, he said it, I didn't, through vaccinations. Now, that's, folks, that you watch it. Go to my website, PastorButch.com. Look on the home page under, I think it's latest topics. I think it is. You can see that right on. Just watch it. It's on the home page. You can't miss it. Just look for it. And you'll see what I'm saying. And I send out on our email blast. If you don't receive our email blast, folks, you'll miss good information sent out almost every day. Any comments to the caller before we move on, Dr. Sherry?
He's right. They've been planning those. Those were two documents that I read from 1956. I'm sure it goes back even farther than that. It goes back into the 1920s with the heavy involvement in the eugenics movement. It goes back into the Freemasons and the Freemasonry program. It goes back all the way to Genesis 6 and the rise of Nimrod and the Babylonian mystery schools. I mean, these people have been planning the attempted takeover of Christ's planet ever since Adam and Eve fell in the garden.
I agree. I totally agree. All right, let's go next to David in Massachusetts. David, come on in. Welcome, my friend.
Oh, I was listening to what you were talking about, perhaps for food and, they're not my chickens, but there's, a family I know that by helping tend to their chickens, and this is one thing I've noticed about chickens is the way they behave, and I think it's just like the way it is the socialist welfare nanny state system. So I think the chicken is the ultimate symbol for that. And I mean, you never heard of a wild chicken. There's wild turkeys, but you never heard of a wild chicken, though, have you?
No, I can't say that I have. Never thought about it before, but I think you're right.
Yeah.
That's a very good point. And that's how chickens are one of our favorite foods. They're domesticated and easy to get. So anyway, go ahead.
Well, there's only two things that chickens are, I think the good Lord gave us chickens for, is either to produce food, the hens laying eggs, or become food, you just cook them. And, I've done that before. I mean, how many people don't know how to, my saying, from the flora, fauna, fishes, and fowls, obtain thee thine food. I mean, how many people, if they had to go to plants, animals, or to go fishing, how many of them would be able to even think, oh, that's where food comes from?
I agree. I totally agree. I grew up, grew up in the woods, David, and I grew up picking greens in the springtime. I deer hunted all my life, and I know how to skin and gut a buck and even cut them up if I have to. So those are things that it may become essential in the very near future, at least as long as the game lasts. Anything else you want to say? Anything else you want to say, David?
No. I can probably think of many things to say afterwards, but I'll just say what I have to say for now.
All right. Thanks, Carl, David. Any comments Dr. Sherry?
No, but I agree with him. He's spot on.
He is spot on. All right, let's go to Pennsylvania and talk to Daryl. Daryl, come on in. Welcome. Excuse me.
Hi, Pastor Butch and Dr. Sherry, and I just want to say very quickly, Dr. Sherry J. Tenpenny, medical doctor, has written a book called Fowl, Bird Flu. It's not what you think. It's 292 pages, paperback version, so I'd urge everybody to get that book. Pastor Butch offers a tremendous book. He mentioned it earlier, and that is The Chaplains and Clergy of the Revolution by J.T. Headley. It's spiral bound, a little over 100 pages. I'd highly recommend folks get that book also from Pastor Butch. And I'd like to let everyone know to read Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 15 through 68. That's Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 15 through 68. It'll give you a picture of everything that's happened to America and what is going to happen to America.
Hey, good
point. So God bless you, Pastor Butch. Appreciate all of your good preaching about tough topics and that. And thank you, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, for everything you're doing.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for the call, Daryl. Thank you. God bless you, my friend. Thank you. And we're down about the last 2 or 3 minutes, Dr. Sherry. I'm going to give it to you. I want you to speak to the people from your heart. Share with them what you want, more about preparation, anything in your heart tonight. You got a couple minutes talking to people all over the world. Share what's on your heart.
Well, I think, you know, we sort of have covered it throughout this hour tonight. You so generously allowed me free rein to talk about our upcoming boot camp, where you can find more about that by going to learningforyou.org and go to the catalog, scroll down to the boot camp. Please participate. I think it's critical information. And even if you think you've been a prepper before, I believe this will bring different elements and will bring a sense of community instead of just being on your own. So please consider enrolling in that. And please consider the fact that, you know, no matter what happens going forward, and, you know, the Bible's pretty clear about what's happening going forward. And, you know, right now, when we've got the quantum computers and the quantum entanglement going on from these shots, the quantum computers have been set up at the most unbelievable high speed. They make Google computers look like crawling through the mud on their hands and knees slowly. And the quantum computers are actually designed to house all of the artificial intelligence that they are injecting into our bodies and want us to be hooked up to the Internet of Things. And I've actually even read heard in a conference call, they said that the artificial intelligence and the quantum computers are the Tower of Babel of our day. And, you know, when the Lord looked down on the Tower of Babel and said, we must scatter them from all the winds because they are all speaking in the same language, what could they not do together? Well, now that they have this quantum entanglement and they really want everybody to be connected as to one giant Borg mess that will be working together, we've got to stand our ground and you've got to hold your faith. Because the only thing that matters is where your soul goes. We're all going to die someday.
That's right.
Hopefully
Amen.
Later rather than sooner. But what's important is maintaining your God-given genetics, leaning into God, trusting His Word, standing on the Bible, and not paying much attention to the nonsense going on around you. And if you've got friends and family members who've already submitted to the injection of this poison, I wouldn't waste a lot of time trying to get them ways to heal them. I would spend all of your time praying for them and getting them to pray and to get back in right line with God. Even though they think they be in right line, I can tell you, Pastor Butch, anybody who claims to be a Christian or is a Christian or tries to stand on being a Christian and bow their knee to the pharmakia and got the shot, I think that they've got some serious soul searching to do and some time that they need
Amen.
To spend with the Lord in prayer.
Amen. Amen. All right, we're about out of time. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, thank you so much for being with us tonight. I know you're a busy lady, but thanks for joining me tonight. I do appreciate you very much.
That goes both directions, Pastor Butch. Thank you so much for having me.
We'll be in touch again. I promise. You have a wonderful evening, and you stay in touch with me too, okay?
I will
do. All right. God bless. Folks, we love you. See you tomorrow night with Phil Robertson and then with Michael Letts. A lot to talk about there. Y'all have a great night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.